Penguin Random House Audio presents A Fine Mess, a global quest for a simpler, fairer, and more efficient tax system. This is the author, T.R. Reid. Filio filiabasque in amore dedicatus. Prologue. Every 32 years. The members of the U.S. Senate rose to their feet and erupted into cheers, handshakes, and hugs on September 7, 1913, to celebrate final passage of the Underwood-Simmons Tariff Act, the statute that created America's federal income tax. Determined to milk the moment for maximum political benefit, President Woodrow Wilson held a formal signing ceremony at the White House and told the assembled reporters that he was proud to be present at the creation of this highly popular tax. Back then, the newly minted federal income tax was popular with almost all Americans because hardly any had to pay it. The tax we love to hate today was initially aimed squarely at the silk suit and satin gown set, the Astors and Vanderbilts, the Morgans and Rockefellers. Only the richest smidgen of the population had to file a return, and even for them, the top tax rate was just 7%. Over the next 9 years, Congress tinkered with the tax regime, each year passing a new Internal Revenue Code with exemptions and exclusions. The deduction for charitable contributions, for example, was added in 1917. The top rate went up sharply to pay for World War I and then came down again. Eventually, in the Internal Revenue Code of 1922,